At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al and Brian.
The one thing that I will say about Mike McDonald and that defense is you think about what the Ravens defense was, not last season, but the season before, which was Mike McDonald's first season. And, you think about like the game against the Dolphins, right? Especially early in the season, they played the Dolphins in 2022. And the Dolphins just lit up that defense. And it is a complicated defense to learn. It is very intricate. It takes a lot of communication, and it's going to be a learning curve for that team. And so I don't think that the Mike McDonald led defense for the Seahawks is going to be anywhere near similar to the Mike McDonald led Ravens defense that the 49ers faced last year. On was that Christmas? They ruined our Christmas, right?
It did ruin Christmas. But, it ruined my Christmas.
Yeah, but so again, another thing where I think playing them early in the season is an advantage, just like playing the Rams early in the season is an advantage. While the Rams are trying to find themselves on defense, those Seahawks will also be trying to find themselves on defense. We also have no idea what they're going to look like on offense under Ryan Grubb, their new offensive coordinator, who was the offensive coordinator at Washington, not Washington Commanders, but the University of Washington, who played the Wolverines and Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines in the national championship game with Michael Penix as the quarterback. I don't know what to expect out of them. And so they're just an unknown. And I think they're an unknown for a lot of analysts, across the league and across the media landscape. So don't really know what to expect, but at least they're coming off, it's a Thursday game, but they're coming off a game against a division opponent, which means that there's not going to be, they're not going to have a ton of game planning for that Cardinals game, which means that they can focus a little bit on a little bit more on the Seahawks since it's a short week. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see who shows up.
And then week 7 and 8, I mean, the NFL has to just be thrilled with these two matchups.
Salivating.
Monster. I mean, yes. The 49ers draw ratings. The 49ers have a huge fan base across the country, and they just have two monster games in week 7 and 8. First is week 7 against the Kansas City Chiefs, who, like we said, are coming off that bye. And Andy Reid is something like 27-4 off a bye or something ridiculous like that.
It's wild. It's wild.
And I know the Niners have 10 days to prepare. There's a lot for me when I first look at this game. The first thing that comes to my mind is, when are you going to beat this team?
Yeah.
When are you going to beat the Chiefs? Because you haven't. You haven't beat Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. There's been some heartbreak. There's been a little bit of ass-kicking mixed in there. So at some point, can you get over the Kansas City hump? We've seen the Bills do it in the regular season. they've been able to get some wins to maybe give them some confidence in the regular season. When postseason time comes around, it's, you know, usually Mahomes finds a way at the end. Mm-hmm. But we've seen the Bills go in there and have those really big regular season wins where, you know, okay, we went to Kansas City and won. Now Kansas City is coming to San Francisco here, but the Niners still have to get that win where, you know what? We beat them. We got over that mental hump with them. They didn't find a way at the end. We didn't muff a punt or miss a kick or overthrow somebody or anything like that. We found a way to beat them. And this is a big mental game for me for the Niners. And that may yes. sound silly to some people because the Niners win so much, can beat so many people. The Chiefs have not been one of those teams. So this is a gigantic circle of the week, show me something week for the 49ers.
Yeah, Andy Reid is 28-3 when coming off a bye, when the other team is not coming off a bye.
That's just ridiculous.
But he's 3-4 when coming off a bye, when the other team is also coming off a bye. So it's not as and like we said, it's a little bit of a mini bye for the 49ers. They're coming off 10 days rest, right? Because mm-hmm. they play on Thursday. So what's interesting to me is that you back the Chiefs and the Cowboys up back to back, right? And what's interesting to me is the Kansas City Chiefs are to the 49ers what the 49ers are to the Cowboys. They have such ownage that it is far more imperative for the 49ers to beat the Chiefs than it is for the Chiefs to beat the 49ers. Just like it's far more imperative for the Cowboys in week 8 to beat the 49ers than it is for the 49ers to beat the Cowboys, because the 49ers have nothing to prove to the Cowboys. The Cowboys have everything to prove to themselves against the 49ers. Just like the Chiefs know that they can beat the 49ers. So they go in expecting it. The 49ers have to prove to themselves that they can beat the Chiefs. And so to me, that is arguably, when it comes to the Super Bowl aspirations of the San Francisco 49ers, it's crazy to say, but I don't think there is a more important game on the schedule than the week 7 matchup against the Chiefs. They have to prove to themselves that they can beat that team, even if it's just in the regular season. Because if they lose to the Chiefs in week 7 and then go on to make the Super Bowl and have to face the Chiefs again, what does that look like for them mentally? What does that, you go into that game going, God damn it, we cannot for the life of us beat this team. And so super important for them. And it's week 7. There's still 11 weeks left in the season, but I don't see a more important game on the schedule for them than this week 7 matchup against the Chiefs.
Yeah, because with the Niners, it's not about, hey, we made the playoffs. Hey, we won a couple playoff games. Right now, it's championship or bust. You're at the precipice of not winning a title with this core. It's probably this year or not. So, again, while the odds are stacked against them, it's a huge year. And I totally agree with you. It's just a gigantic game. Maybe the biggest regular season game they've had in, God, I don't even know. Certainly in recent memory, it's gigantic
for them. The Eagles game was big last year. The Eagles game was big last year as a bit of a, you know.
It was a revenge. That was a we're pissed off. Sure. That was a we didn't get a chance. That was a we know if we play you, we can kick your ass and we're going to show you. This is, again, something that can turn into a mental, oh, shit, now what happened?
Yeah.
Can we ever beat 15? You know, that sort of thing. So I agree with you on that. And just like for sure. Week 8 with the Cowboys, listen, the Cowboys have shown me nothing. Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott, nothing. Just that, they show me that they can't beat good teams. And I thought the same thing last year that you just said. This game for the Cowboys, after the Niners beat them 2 times in a row in the playoffs, is going to be huge. And the Niners better bring their A game, because the Cowboys are going to come out swinging and it's going to be a real tight game. And I think I picked Dallas in that game. And the Niners kicked their ass.
42-10, baby. It
wasn't even a game. I mean, Purdy looked like Montana in that game. Absolute ass kicking. We'll see again this year. There's no way I'm ever picking Dallas, ever. But they're coming off a bye. The Niners are coming off, either way, a really emotional game against Kansas City.
Right, either way.
It's hard to say that a Niners-Cowboys game, there could ever be a letdown. But that this could be a spot for a letdown. Because if they beat the Chiefs, you kind of get the exhale. If you lose another one to the Chiefs, you're kind of like, oh, a little hungover. This is a letdown game if I've ever seen it. But fuck Dallas.
That's right.
They just don't beat good teams.
I hope George wears the shirt again.
What if Trey Lance is starting in week 8?
Oh my God.
They said they're going to give him more reps. You know, did you see that? They're like, we want to see him. And they said they want to see him in OTAs and preseason. Like, he's going to get a lot of reps.
Listen, listen, so, if you're Dallas and you know that you're going into the last season of Dak Prescott's contract and you're not sure that you want to make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, you better see what you got out of the guy that you traded a fourth round pick for. It makes absolute sense.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Because if you go into the season and he has another Prescott year, we're statistically really good and they win 11 games, then he gets in the playoffs and he shits the bed again and he loses big games against the Niners, you cannot pay him $60 million a year.
No.
I don't know if you decide to rebuild. And maybe Jerry Jones, he's getting so old, he won't want to do that. But at some point, you can't pay that quarterback that kind of money if you keep getting those results. And Prescott's a good quarterback. He is. He's a good player. But at some point, you get into the purgatory stage with some of these guys that you're just never going to get over the hump. And I feel like that's where they are with him right now.
And you also got to pay Micah Parsons soon. And, you know, you got to pay CeeDee Lamb. And, like, there are some real financial concerns. Not that they can't afford to pay the team, but financial concerns and, like, who do we pay? And again, if you're paying 55, 60 million for Dak Prescott, then you're not also paying CeeDee Lamb, or you're also not paying Micah Parsons. You're losing one of those guys because you already paid Trayvon Diggs. I don't see them finding the money. And like I said, if it's another, you know, if they go another season without making it out of the divisional round,
how do you run it back?
Let somebody else, you know, and I'm going to throw out, I'm going to do this right now. It's May 16th, 2024. I'm going to say in the 2025 NFL season, Dak Prescott is playing either for Sean McVay and the LA Rams or Mike McDaniel and the Miami Dolphins. That's my prediction.
Wow. It's a big prediction, Brian.
It is. I also predicted that Kirk Cousins would play for Mike McDaniel. So take my prediction with a grain of salt.
But yeah, you know what? The Rams, that's a pretty good spot for him.
Right?
I don't know. Dallas had to, yeah, that's a pretty good spot for him. So he'll be a free agent after this year, right?
Right. Yep. Yeah. So Matthew Stafford retires and they bring Dak Prescott in. That's my thought on it.
The Niners get a bye in week 9, and you're certainly going to need it after Kansas City and Dallas. So it's a pretty good spot for a bye week 9. I would always like it as late as possible, but I'll take it, especially after those two games. They can rest, and then they're
going to season.
Yeah, and out of the bye into 3 out of 4 road games. So the first is at Tampa Bay, which is a pesky team. We saw that last year. I thought they played pretty well against the Niners. They hung in there until the end. They were a playoff team. Another team, though, that I just can't be worried about. I can't be worried about Baker Mayfield.
Right.
And I think maybe they might even take a step back this year.
I say it's Baker Mayfield without Dave Canales, right? Dave Canales, the offensive coordinator, left to be the head coach of the Panthers.
He completely rejuvenated Mayfield's career.
Exactly.
And I can see Tampa Bay taking a step back this year and maybe a little, you know, buyer's remorse of bringing Baker back. But they had to do it. I understand that. So this is a game, even on the road, you feel like the Niners have a pretty good chance in here. And then it's the Seahawks in week 11 at home. Again, we just don't know what the Seahawks team will have a better idea by week 11 of what they are.
Sure, sure.
Worst case scenario, you're going to split with the Seahawks. That's worst case scenario. The Niners will get one of these games. So whatever you think it's going to be.
That's a tough, and the thing about that game is it's tough, right? Because you're coming off an East Coast road trip. You're coming back home. You're playing a division opponent, which is difficult in and of itself. You're playing them for the second time, which makes it more difficult. And you're also looking ahead and going, wait, we have to also go to Green Bay next week. And then the following week, we have to go to Buffalo. That's a tough spot. It's a real tough spot. So to me, again, if they split with the Seahawks, I predict a win early in the season and then a week 11 loss. Because that's just, like I said, just a tough spot to be in.
And if you're a football fan, week 12 and 13, you're sitting on your couch.
Money.
Thanksgiving time, Sunday afternoon, Niners at Packers, Lambeau Field. That's just a must-see game. Packers are one of those teams that give the Niners all they can handle. Are they going to continue to move up? Because if they do, if Jordan Love continues to improve, you have all these young weapons. Green Bay could be really good this year.
Sure.
Really good this year.
I'm a little concerned about their offensive line, but other than that,
That NFC North could be a great division. This, you know, with the Lions, and I think the Bears are going to be a lot better. That's going to be a fun division to watch.
I think it's the best division in the NFC, if I'm being perfectly honest.
You might be right. Probably are right, actually. Yeah, that could, depending on how Chicago is, and they finished the season great too. We'll talk about them, but that's a big game, and that's a game for the Niners too, man. You know, if you're picking losses, I saw Mayoko's predictions earlier, and he had losses in week 12 and 13 for the Niners and had them going 12 and 5. So even if you think they're going to be really good, this is a tough stretch. So this game is huge, but awesome. And then Sunday night, which is their fourth. Yeah, it's their fourth primetime game so far, because Dallas is on a Sunday night as well at Buffalo. Now, the Bills are not the Bills that most people are probably accustomed
to. A lot of changes. That's the thing for me.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be easy to play two cold weather games in a row and go to Buffalo on Sunday night. That is not an easy place to play. But no Stephon Diggs. I mean, Von Miller didn't do anything last year anyway, but he won't be there. You know, no Jordan Poyer. There's all these vets, no Tre'Davious White, they're moving on from. It's going to be a new Bills team. Now, by week 13, have these young guys started to step up and play better, and have they found the rhythm? And Josh Allen can beat anybody on any given day when he's on. The guy's amazing. But he also gives you some. Josh Allen will also throw the ball to the other team. He plays a little recklessly sometimes. So I'm not as afraid of the Bills as I would have been 2 years ago going to Buffalo, where you said, oh, you know, this could be a loss. This could still be a Bills team finding itself. So while it's still going to be a great game to watch the Niners against Josh Allen on a Sunday night, may not be as tall of a task as maybe some people are initially thinking.
Yeah, I am reserving judgment on the Bills until I can see what that offense looks like without Stephon Diggs, what Joe Brady has in store, what that offensive line looks like, and really what that defense looks like as well. There's just a lot of question marks in Buffalo right now. It seems like this is the season where they're like, we got to take our medicine when it comes to, you know, the cap. Mm-hmm. And it seems like they did that this season. And so, you know, you're losing Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis, and you're replacing them with Keon Coleman, a rookie out of Florida State, and
Curtis Samuel, Marcus Stanley.
Right. And we saw what MVS did in Kansas City, which is to say not much. And so I know, you know, he's going to fill that Gabe Davis role as the field stretcher, but I mean, that was his role in Kansas City and he didn't necessarily do a whole lot with it. So I don't know. I'm not, it's hard to count out Josh Allen, right, as arguably the second best quarterback in the NFL behind Patrick Mahomes, but he just doesn't have a lot to work with. And so again, by week 13, we will know a lot more about that team. But as it stands right now, I'm not as afraid of that game as I was if that were week 13 of 2023, for sure.
Where I would be a little bit afraid of the Bills offense, we think Josh Allen, we think, you know, Dalton Kincaid, the guys like that. James Cook really came out in the second half of last year.
True.
Who's the other run? They picked up another running back too. I don't know. I forget everyone's names all the time. They have a rookie running back too. Who was the vet? I thought they picked up a vet. Maybe they didn't. But Cook is phenomenal, and they brought in somebody else that can get some carries for them too, whose name is clearly escaping me right now. They can run the football. And you saw them do that last year with their games. Cook had like 200 yards and they really committed to it. So if that's something they do when the weather is bad, again, we're worried about that Niners rush defense. That could be a game that's a little bit scary to them. I have to look up the Bills.
You know who they got? Frank Gore Jr.
They did, but that is not who I'm thinking of.
They have Ray Davis, Frank Gore Jr., Ty Johnson, James Cook, Darrington Evans, and Reggie Gillum.
was it whoever the rookie is that they took? Is it Ty Johnson, maybe?
I think it's Ty Johnson.
No, Ray, Ray Davis. Ray Davis was a rookie, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
yeah, Ty Johnson's been in the league for a while. If
run defense is a weakness for the 49ers in 2024, that will definitely be a tough matchup.
It'd be the Achilles heel.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.